Town Talk Radio Productions brings you this edition of the Town Talk Show, where you'll get information and insight on what's happening all across Terry County, including city, county and school news, civic events, people of interest, and much, much more. And now, here's Town Talk.
Good morning. Welcome to the Town Talk Show. I'm Danessa Churchwell here with Eric Horton, and we are talking to Crystal Valentin this morning. We are going to be finding out high school had an election recently. We're going to find out about that, and then maybe later we can find out about the upcoming real election. But first, we're going to take a break and hear from some of our sponsors, and we will be right back.
Brownfield ISD, providing opportunities for all students to excel, exhibiting success in academics, athletics, and band, staying in front of technology using smart boards, iPads, and Google Books. Great facilities, including a state-of-the-art indoor practice field and training center. Uncover the opportunity. Brownfield ISD, committed to excellence.
At Clinic Pharmacy, we're not just your local pharmacy, we're your neighbors. The staff at Clinic Pharmacy is dedicated to helping take care of you and your family. Whether you need a prescription filled, your cholesterol checked, or just have a question, we're here to help you in any way we can. That's just what neighbors do. We're right around the corner, so come by and see us at Clinic Pharmacy, 901 Tahoka Road here in Brownfield, or give us a call at 637-7049.
And welcome back to the Town Talk Show. Once again, I'm Danessa with Eric, and we have Crystal here with us this morning. Crystal, thanks for being with us. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So we'll just go ahead and go right into it. I guess last week had a mock election.
Yes, we actually did their homecoming election for the high school. Mr. Hernandez, the vice principal, got in contact with me and said, we'd really like for you to come down and, if at all possible, do our election for us for homecoming. And so he got me in touch with Ms. Burns and Ms. Burris, and we set it up and got everything going and got ballots made and got the list of kids and went last Wednesday and let them vote.
So how, before you guys came in, did they elect or nominate people, and then they gave you guys the name?
Yes, I believe what they do is they let the kids nominate, and they go with the top three for freshmen, sophomores, and juniors, and the top five for seniors. And then there's one freshman, sophomore, and junior that gets picked, and then three seniors. And then one homecoming queen will be picked on homecoming night. So
after they did that, then did you make ballots?
Yes. Okay. Yes, I took one of our drafts that we had, and we just filled in the blanks and got them printed in office. It would have cost way too much if we got them programmed and stuff. And So we did that and got them printed in there, color-coded them in office and stuff, and got it going.
Oh, wow. That's neat.
Yeah.
So how many was it when y'all went to vote? How many kids voted?
205. So that was 45%. So that's higher than Terry County percentage-wise.
Wow. Yeah. And so they weren't required to vote?
No. It was just like a regular election. We let them know we were here, and you had kids, you know, say, nope, I'm not interested. Nope, I don't care. I don't want to do it. I'll never vote. You had kids who said, I've never done this before. I'm scared. I mean, it was what you see when people come to the polls, basically, but It was just with high school kids. So it was really interesting. So we'll see what happens. And it's a good lesson, because the kids that, you know, said, I didn't want to vote, you know, if they wanted someone to win, mm-hmm. and they don't win, it's going to be a little awakening for them. Oh, yeah. Like, ooh, yeah. Maybe I should have voted.
Mm-hmm. The old saying, if you didn't vote, you can't complain.
Yeah, so they're going to experience that, and it's going to hit a little more home because they're all friends, and they want their friend to win. And
right.
So, yeah.
My question is, do you think parents voting has an effect on whether or not their kids voted, even in like a homecoming election.
We had a few kids who said, I've seen my parents do it, I know what to do. And so it may affect somewhat. Some kids just were kind of shy and were like, I don't think so. And then you saw it was a lot of peer pressure kind of thing going on. You could see that. And a lot of campaigning and vote for me. And they'd bring their friends and like, vote for me.
Really?
They'd peek in. We had to shoo a few kids away from the booth and say the only the person voting can be at the booth. You know, we didn't put up distant markers or anything like that. We just said, you know, let them vote. Let them have their space. Yeah.
So when you say there was peer pressure, was it good peer pressure or like saying, go vote, go vote? Even if they weren't on the ballot, or was it more like bad?
It was
mixed. Not bad, but like,
yeah, it was mixed.
Don't vote.
Yeah, no, it was vote, go vote, come vote for homecoming. You saw a few future politicians out there. I don't care who you vote for, just go vote. Uh-huh. Or they would. There were a couple that said, you need to vote for so and so for this grade. I don't care who you vote for this grade. So, because the freshmen, sophomores, and juniors had their grade, and then the seniors, and then the senior just had the seniors.
Okay.
And so they might say, you know, vote for this person for freshmen, but I don't care who you vote for the senior.
Uh-huh.
And so there was that kind of thing going on. There wasn't anyone, I didn't see anyone saying, no, don't go vote. So
yeah, that's good. That's good. I mean, you know, they need to understand that this country, we vote, that is our biggest right and privilege.
Yes.
And there's other nations out there that don't even get that. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're ran by dictators and kings and queens.
Yes.
And they don't get a say in what their country's going to be like. And I think that's a good civic lesson for them.
Yes.
Probably should be done every year
like that. We're planning on going back. I've talked to Ms. Burns and Ms. Burris, and they've said, you know, we may even have you come in and do the nomination part of it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because there was, you know, a few kids who said, hey, I wanted so-and-so on the ballot. And they were like, you know, they didn't get up there. You know, they got to have so many votes to get on the ballot.
Teach them what a primary is.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just as important as the actual election.
So, and we gave them their little I voted sticker. Some of them wanted it, some of them didn't. They're like, what do I do with this? We found a few on ballots.
Oh.
Yeah. Kids were stealing other kids' stickers.
So, there's some seniors that are probably 18, about to turn 18,
yes,
that could possibly vote in the next election.
Yes.
Did y'all have anyone asking about that or seem interested?
We didn't have anyone interested in it. We had voter registration cards there. No one grabbed one. However, we did have a few get paperwork to actually work an election. So 16 or older can work an election with a parent's signature and a signature from the principal. But we also asked for a written recommendation from a teacher, and they have to fill out a questionnaire. You know, we pick five, three for the day and two to help at night, and that helps us narrow it down. And the questions are just like, how do you think this is going to help you?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you interested in doing this? What do you think you're going to learn from this? Just basic questions to kind of see what they're at, where they're at, and what they want to do, and then we'll narrow it down from there.
Even that's a good learning, because they'll have to fill out job resumes.
Yes.
Eventually,
yeah.
You know, with soon, really.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
it better be.
Yeah.
And so, 16 or older, and we had a few and then interested in that, and so they have to turn it in. I believe we gave them a deadline of 2 weeks and just drop it off in the office. And that in itself is, can you follow instructions? Can you fill this out, get this, this, and this, and bring it into the office,
mm-hmm,
or mail it into the office? I had kids in the past hand it to my son, and my son's coming home with letters. Oh, those weren't in the instructions.
Yeah.
Sorry, automatic trash.
Uh-huh.
So it's we don't.
Yeah.
We follow rules, instructions, because my son has nothing to do with my job. They're lucky he got it to me, to be honest. It didn't stay in his backpack for a week.
Yeah, right.
That's funny. Yeah, we know that feeling.
So, will you guys I guess you guys know the results already.
I do. There were two people also helping tally, but
from this school.
No, the judge's office actually helped me tally, so we didn't have to hire anyone out, and then we didn't let anything go. And they don't know anyone. The two people that helped me didn't know anyone on that ballot, and so
even the administration doesn't.
We sealed it up, and I delivered it to the principal. And it had my seal on it over the, and it was taped down and sealed, so whoever opens it will know, you know, if it, they weren't supposed to tamper with it, they'll know. And so they have everything. I handed everything over, the ballots, the results, the tally sheets, and so.
That's suspenseful. I like that. I think that's really, man, that's amazing.
Yeah, I think it's a really neat concept. I wondered if some of the other schools would catch on and maybe say, hey, we want to do that next year.
Yeah, we'd be really interested in going into Meadow and Wellman and doing theirs as well. So
it wouldn't take as long.
No, it probably wouldn't.
But I'm sure you would get, a percentage-wise, a bigger turnout.
Yes, definitely.
In those smaller schools.
Oh, definitely.
I think you would.
Definitely.
I'm surprised that it was at a 45% turnout.
Yeah.
I'm super impressed that it was that high.
Yeah. Well, and that's good. I mean, I looked at last year's general election for Terry County for a presidential, and we had a 33% turnout.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, for Terry
County.
And
that's a big election.
And that is a big election. And so, and we have our constitutional amendment election coming up. We're lucky if we get 6 to 12%. I mean, 13% is like really, really high, but we're looking at about 5 to 6% usually on something like this.
I'll be there.
Yeah.
I vote everything, anything.
Yeah. And so it's very low. And then when you have like our May generals, our cities and schools and stuff like that, you're looking at an 8, and I think we've had 20% at the highest.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I think when we have 20%, it's usually with a bond or something on it. It's not.
Maybe some of these kids will encourage their parents to go vote.
Yeah. So you said in May.
Yes.
We're coming on another election.
Another election, yes.
We know the city, right?
Let's take a break.
Yeah.
Okay. And then we can talk about upcoming elections for big people.
Yes.
At Ratliff Funeral Home, pre-planning services will bring peace of mind, and it relieves your family from future financial obligations. You make decisions with a clear mind. Pre-planning is a thoughtful gift. The family needs to reflect on the memories without making decisions at an emotional time. Pre-arranging is a smart financial decision. Ratliff Funeral Home in Seminole, Denver City, Seagraves, and Brownfield. We're here for you.
At Adventure Marketing, we are a full-service advertising and public relations company. Adventure Marketing can help you develop and implement a marketing plan custom-tailored for the needs of your company. Let our team be there every step of the way to grow your business, from advertising, public relations, and promotional products to event planning, print, and web design. Adventure Marketing, fresh ideas in advertising.
Welcome back to the Town Talk Show. We have been talking to Crystal Valentin, who is the elections clerk, and we were talking about the Brownfield High School homecoming election, but now we're going to kind of transition and talk about, we have some upcoming elections. So if, Crystal, you want to tell us what we have upcoming?
Okay. November 7th, we have our constitutional election. It's a special election ordered by the governor. And so there's 7 amendments on there. We'll have sample ballots posted on the website by the end of the week. And that'll give you what's going to be on the ballot. And then we'll probably post some links, if the law allows us to, with more detailed information on that. We're actually going to start early voting on October 23rd. So that's not too far away.
No, it's not.
No. And then we have November 7th is Election Day. We got 2 weeks of early voting, November 7th. And then on the 11th, which is a Saturday, but then we'll hit 13th on a Monday, we start the filing period for primary elections.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it's about to pick up and get really busy. Mm-hmm. And so we'll do a month of the filing period. We'll probably close for about a week during Christmas is usually what I do. I get a little break in there. And then we'll come back and we'll start getting ready for primary elections in February, end of February, March. And we'll also have filing periods for anyone interested in city, school, hospital district, or water district. And so we'll have those filing periods.
There you go, Danessa. Water district. Go for it, girl.
And so, and then we'll hit primaries elections, and then we'll go into our May generals, primary runoffs, and then we'll have our summer to get ready for our general election.
Is our primary election already set?
Yes, but no.
Okay.
they've set potential dates, but we have been told dates can change because there is litigation on redistricting lines still.
Right.
So,
gerrymandering.
Yeah. So,
and just to be clear, you don't set those dates. No. You're told by the state.
Yes, it's a date set in the election law code, and those dates are set. It's like the second Tuesday after the first week. It's just the guidelines are kind of crazy, but it gets you a certain date. And so they gave us those dates, but they said, you know, people can print, people can do what they want, but just a heads up, there is litigation going on and it could change your dates.
Yeah.
So I kind of just hold off mm-hmm. as much as possible on those and just say, okay, we're going to have filing period start on the 11th or 13th. It's a Saturday that it really starts, but the office is open. The Monday is when we'll start. And then we go through that filing period and just wait and see if they reopen the filing period. If they say, nope, we're sticking with this date, and the litigation closes out and we're done with it.
Hopefully it's in March.
So, yes, that would make my life flow a little easier. We had one where we did it like in May. We had two Mays, and then we turned around and did a July, and then we had to be ready for November.
Yeah.
And so it gets
tough.
A little complicated.
So I know I didn't ask you to bring this information, but you might know it off the top of your head. What offices will be in the November or the primary
election? Mm-hmm. I believe it's going to be your county judge, your justice of the peace, your county clerk, your commissioner 2, your commissioner 4, and your district judge. I believe those are the local ones.
That's
yes,
a lot for local.
So it's going to be pretty busy.
And we've federal, right?
Yes, we have our governor and then representatives and stuff. So yeah, all that's coming up.
Wow.
Yeah, someone has actually filed their campaign treasury report. Marvin Dawson has filed his campaign treasury report for precinct 4, commissioner. So that you can file. That's basically saying I'm looking to spend money to run for that position, but you can't file your official paperwork or file your filing fee until November 11th.
Okay.
So someone has filed for a commissioner precinct 4 already.
Okay. So like you said, that they can't actually officially file, but it's
saying
gonna be,
I'm looking at running and I'm spending money.
Yeah. All right.
So
these are certain rules they have to follow, don't they? I mean,
yes, there are several rules. We'll print out a packet when we get those filing packets together. There's basic forms now that I have at my office, but I'll have a full filing packet probably at the beginning of October when all the forms, they update all the forms and we make sure we have all the new stuff.
Okay.
And so if someone is interested in running for a local office, what do they need to do? What steps do they need to take?
The best option is to call myself, 637-3806. You can talk to Brad Moore, who's the Republican Party chair, or Geronimo Gonzalez, who's the Democratic chair. They'll probably tell you, get in touch with me first. So I have all the paperwork, and then you'll file your first set of paperwork with me, and then you go to the party chairs and file with them. So it's best to contact me.
Okay. And give us that date. I think you said it, but give it to us again of when they can, I guess, pick up that paperwork and then when they need to have it turned
into
you.
They can pick up their paperwork already now. Their primary filing is what I call it, which is just saying I'm looking at filing and I'm spending money. They can pick that up at any time now. The full packets will probably be ready at the beginning of October.
Okay.
So. And we have is it in May? We have municipal.
Yes.
Is there Do you already know the?
I have
who's
to,
supposed to be.
I have to look at the full list, but it will be. So I believe Meadow ISD will have two people up that are at large. Their city will have two council members and a mayor. City of Brownfield will have their mayor, I believe, and two people as well. Brownfield ISD will have two at-large spots open, so anyone in the county can file for that. City of Wellman will have three spots open, and then Wellman ISD, I believe, has two spots open.
Any bonds?
Not yet. Okay. Not yet. I haven't heard anything. Yep. No one's kind of said, hey, Crystal, get ready. So, but that could change at any time.
And as far as filing for those positions, they won't do that for a while yet.
Probably till January or February. Okay. After Christmas break is usually. We have to put our postings by December 31st, so I usually post those before schools go on breaks. And then that information, once I post it at the schools, will also be posted on my website. And then we'll go from there.
Okay. Anything else that... we need to go over this morning that we haven't gone over? Eric, any more questions?
I don't have any more questions. Okay. I'm surprised.
It's a lot of info.
It is a lot of info, but...
the important thing is go vote.
Yes.
Go vote. Go do what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, take a page out of the high schoolers book.
Yes.
Again, I'm really impressed that your voting percentage was that high at the high school. So good for them.
Yes.
Hopefully that'll carry over. And I am a full believer, if you vote, your kids are going to vote.
Yeah.
And so, I know it doesn't always work that way, but I think it's
we've had the privilege to bring our kids with us inside, you know, and
that's another thing. I know, Crystal, you encourage parents to do that.
Yes, we bring them. We'll give them sample ballots, future voter stickers, and let them vote on their sample ballot. Well, parents vote on their real ballot. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, and they just can't turn their sample ballot.
They take
in.
It home with them.
Now you have to have it's 30 days before the election that you can. You had to be registered.
Let me pull up that date real quick. Sorry.
And if they want to register to vote, they can do that in your office.
They can do that in my office. It's going to be October 10th because Columbus Day is Monday. So
on the municipal side, it comes in May.
Yes.
They can still register to vote. Have a daughter's turning 18 in January.
Yes.
That shows my age.
She can actually register at 17 years and 10 months.
Really?
Yes.
I did not know that. Oh, wow.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'll remind her of that then.
So 17 years and 10 months.
Well, that's pretty much coming up for her.
That way they're set to go when the next election comes up. Yeah.
Awesome.
And so, if they need to make any changes, they need to do that the 30 days before as well. Yeah. So we get them in the right precinct or right district.
Right.
So when you come up for voting and you want to vote, say your city district is up and you didn't change your address, you're not going to get to vote or your vote won't be counted in that district.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay. So. All right. Well, good information there. This will be up on our website. If you need to go back, listen to it, share it with someone. We encourage you to do that. And our website is towntalkradio.com, and our Facebook page is Town Talk Radio. It will be on both of those. And we thank our listeners for tuning in this morning. And thank you to our sponsors for sponsoring the show as well and letting us do what we do. And tune in tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. for Ag Update with Tony St. James, followed by the Morning Crew at 8:30 and Town Talk Show at 9:30. And tomorrow on Town Talk Show, we will hear from the Bushes. I cannot talk. Bushes owner.
I know him.
So tune in for that.
All right. Thank y'all, everybody. And thank you, Crystal.
Oh, thank you.
This was Danessa Churchwell.
And Eric Horton.
Have a blessed day.
You've been listening to The Town Talk Show, a broadcast of Town Talk Radio Productions. If you would like to comment on our show or promote your civic or church event, or if you have an idea for an interesting story, give us a call at 806-637-0030 from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, or you can drop us a line at info@towntalkradio.com. You can also follow us on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in, and have a great day.